At an age when most young women in America are dreaming about the prom and going off to college, Leora Klein's grandmother was in the hands of the Nazis.
I talk about that march, that death march that they took from Hungary to Austria, and how in the freezing, freezing cold of a European winter, my grandmother walked as an 18-year-old girl with no winter boots, no down jacket, no Uggs, and marched and saw people next to her die.
Leora Klein and Dan Brooks are co-founders of the nonprofit 3GNY.
Our generation is in a very unique position in that we are primarily the last generation to know survivors.
His grandmother wrote a memoir.
Throughout the war, they were actually on the run together, passing themselves off as Christians, and their families were completely killed. My grandmother actually smuggled herself into the Warsaw Ghetto to check on family that was still there.
3GNY started in 2005 as a discussion group. Today, the grandchildren of Holocaust survivors tell their grandparents' stories to school children.
There's a disconnect between the words on the page in the history book and the reality that this history happened. Our younger faces create the opportunity for young students to understand that what we're talking about is not ancient history.
In running the We Do or We Educate program, Klein feels a tremendous responsibility.
How are we going to remember when those that survived are not there to remember with us? Because it's a very complicated question. How do you remember something you did not experience? How did you remember something you cannot fathom?
Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. They are the grandchildren of Holocaust survivors.
We are descendants of history.
The nonprofit group 3GNY.
The organization started to serve as a discussion group where grandchildren of survivors would come and meet in a casual setting and discuss their family stories.
Co-founders Leora Klein and Dan Brooks realized this is a pivotal time. There are fewer and fewer survivors able to give that first-hand account of the horrors.
And so I think the Holocaust will seem more remote, and thus the stories will seem a little more distant and perhaps lost. And that is what gives us the motivation, the impetus, to capture these stories, to make sure that they're not forgotten.
The torch is being passed. 3GNY members go to schools and retell the stories of their grandparents.
My mother's parents. They were refugees from Warsaw when the Nazis invaded in 39. And throughout the war, they were actually on the run together, passing themselves off as Christians.
I focused on my mother's story, who was taken as an 18-year-old woman from a ghetto in Hungary, in Budapest, and walked to a concentration camp in Austria. They were held in a factory from October 44 to May 45, and they starved and froze to death.
Leora Klein believes these personal accounts make lessons in a textbook spring to life. They become more real and relevant.
One participant said, "My grandmother turned 18 in a ghetto," and a boy raised his hand and said, "I was in the ghetto today." And that sparked an incredible conversation about what these two types of ghettos are.
Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.